Hey everyone, it is I, the Mighty Soap, I guess. No, it's Soap. Now, we're into a topic that maybe, this one's for my Gen Xers. This is for my Gen Xers. You haven't quite hit the 60s yet, but you're well over that hill, man. You're well over that hill. And this is also for some of you older millennials, too, right? A generational type of a thing. If you look at the subtitle of this, it'd be, Do I Have to Be the Hero? And with events that have been happening for, like, okay, this is recorded in 2024. So I'll speak for that time frame. It's gonna be dated. So what? Let's do it. So it's 2024 from the time of this recording, about, I'll say, 10 years back, from 2014 to 2024. I'm pretty sure for all of you fellas, there had been a lot of change happening in your life. Big changes, too. I know it has been that way for me. That's for damn sure. And I'd say in half of that, in the last 5 years alone, ever since I've went my way, and choosing to, of course. And going that way, before going my way, let's do that first. Before that was happening. I was your typical ignorant, blue-pilled, normie, simpish, black guy, Democrat voter, and all of that shit. You know when they say that the black community is the motherfucking, they're the voting block, the reliable voting block of the Democratic Party. They weren't lying. And I was a part of it. And that was in the first 5 years. Now, I didn't take Trump seriously. Not at all. I didn't watch his fucking show. I wasn't into that bullshit. I mean, an executive, a boss at the time was right up there with cop to me. I never respected authority in that sense. And then another thing too, I was getting disillusioned by the Obama administration, I'm not even gonna front. I voted for it. I asked for it and got what the fuck I deserve, for real. I'm not gonna let myself off the hook for that. I got my ass kicked for that. Figuratively, for sure. And after, I lost my, the family I created, and going through the red pilled rage after finding out the truth and being angry at it and going through those five stages of grief they talk about, I'm, pill after pill. The first one was the religious one, the spiritual one. And then it was the one, and then, the death of my cousin had sparked it all off, I was really an atheist leftist type of fella in those first 5 years. And a lot of the talking points you see the woke left thrown around and all of that shit, I used to espouse a lot of that shit. I used to kick a lot of that shit. And I had asked this guy when I was in college back in the day, like, why are people voting for Trump? Y'all are crazy. And then the guy in class spoke up and said, "Well, we're tired of being lied to." And now that I think about it, he was right. Now, that I said, the election, that election night, at the day after election, the Monday after election, of course, a week later, because we had to go to class. Well, no, it was the day after, it was election day, the day after election day. That would be Wednesday. Oh man, let me get it together. Well, that happened. Fast forward a little bit, lost my family. I mean, like, I was slowly being taken away from it, And I could ruminate on that topic further, but that's something different. Let's stay on topic here. Trump being in, I give him a try for about a year, Mind you, I was unemployed and broke as fuck, right? Come 2018, though, I started accumulating a lot more income, And I'm like, wait a minute, this it doesn't feel like no great recession right now. And then I got tired of where I was living, so I moved further up north. And in that, I wanted to be away from the bustling city and the woke-tards and all of these idiot fucks and all of these simps and manginas and all that, whatever. So I stay a little while up here. Got the feel of what a red state was like, And not only did I get a feel of that, I'm in a state, mind you, that had, a totally different vibe than what I was used to in the city, And a couple more years passed by, I attain a leadership position, earn a little more income, and I'm doing well, And getting, very comfortable in my MGTOW, feeling pretty good. Now, mind you, I was still not wanting to be around females, but I was, being comfortable in my own skin again. It was wonderful. And then a little later, the last thing, the last little thing there was the nature. It was about nature and female nature. The last red pill, I say, because for the longest time I've tried my damnedest to avoid women. But the truth to that is that you're not going to avoid them, even if you try. Now, yeah, you'll get that time to yourself, but once you get out that door, you are gonna deal with some screeching harpy shit. But there's that appreciation of this in the back of your own mind, like, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that broad under my roof. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that shit. But then the stupid thing happened. The stupid of 2020 happened, and you guys know what I mean, right? Now, when it got to 2020, I'm like, okay, women are going to be what women are, and they're going to do what they do, and that is their nature. I mean, it's like you barking at a bird chirping, or getting mad at a bird chirping, when it is in their nature to chirp and sing. It's a female's nature to whine and bitch, right? I'm not playing no sound effect for that. That's the truth. Then, fast forward a little later, Now Trump's not in office, And I'm starting to see price after price go up, tensions, boiling over out there. Even getting even worse in the city I left, and I'm over there wiping the proverbial sweat off my brow. Phew, I'm glad I'm out of there. You know that feeling, fellas. And I'm starting to see the effects of how the at this point, like I say 2021, at the end of that, 2022-ish, I'm starting to see the what was predicted anyway, because I was expecting it for the prices to go up, and they did. And we're seeing that shit. And then there's rising tensions all over, and then, we're experiencing something that we have not experienced since 1960 fucking two. And that's the threat of nuclear war. What? What the fuck? Didn't we get that? Didn't we get over that problem back in 91? Anywho. And then we're also seeing, tensions within our own nation. And this is starting to sound like 1860. Yeah, you've gotten a taste of 1960, but here's some 1860 for you. And that is kind of whack. And then you're looking at the breakdown of the American nuclear family. You're looking at the fallout or the aftermath because it was long. It long happened. It happened 50, 60 years ago. We've been staring at the aftermath and its descendants and effects for quite a long time, some of which has been going on longer than any of you have been alive, me included, right? And you look at how kids get into this, get into that, do this, do that freely, how women get away with a lot of things, no accountability taken for it. And then there are men out here that aren't, really getting it and not understanding that. And you're the only guy that does. And you often find yourself asking, I know I do. I don't know about you, but I know I do. And I often ask, do I have to be the hero? Do I have to make the change that you need to see? It's kind of strange where the three squares in a marriage to have that. Now, mind you, I'm going my own way. I'm against that. But it's kind of wild that the traditional life is now seen as communism was seen in the 50s today. It's flipped the other way around now. And that's mighty strange. I mean, you're the only guy that is, you still got your T levels, right? You're not on no bitch made shit, And that's what it is. And you're also awakening to many things. And you often ask yourself, do I have to be the hero? Do I gotta correct y'all every time? I don't wanna have to, but do I got to? But that's pretty much been, 10 years in a nutshell for me. I don't know what it has been for you. There's a comment section. You're welcome to use it. Now, before I do get on out of here, and yes, I've talked about the political thing and the deal with Trump, and hell, not even black men are getting it. And I'm no comedic genius. This guy needs no introduction. I'm going to show you what it is with this fella, and then I'll give my take on it. Little short here, and this guy needs no introduction. You know who he is. Here it is. Here it goes.
We said Trump had a chance because he was exciting, and America loves excitement. And Trump been saying exciting shit the whole time. Trump was on the news. They asked Trump about the leaks. Trump said the leaks are real, but the news is fake. I heard about the leaks on the news, sir. You are confusing me.
Okay. Now, you may have heard about the leaks on the news, man. But what you're not understanding is that at the time that this joke was being told, Or whatever he was thinking at the time, I guess it was, whatever. You probably had a sense that the news, as the mainstream media, let's put it that way, the mainstream media as we knew it back then, was reliable. Well, not to me, it never really has. It always had a slanted bias to it, but he's carrying on. This comedian, this fella is carrying on like as if, anything that is seen as that puts itself out to be news is to be factual and believable. This is actually commentary, but political commentary, but there you go. But no, man, we'll play some more of this. Check it out.
That's like the police pull you over, you tell them the blunt ain't real, but the smoke is. Take your ass to real jail then. The president's supposed to think of something, then talk about it with the Senate and the Congress, pass a bill, and then do it. Trump don't give a fuck. Trump sent off 50 missiles to Syria while he was in his bathroom with an Xbox One controller. See what they say when they see that shit. We said Trump had a chance because he was exciting and America loved.
Now, when the fella said the thing about the analogy he brought up, the smoke is real, but the blunt isn't. No, the analogy is all wrong. Let's put this back, because maybe he was referring to the leak about the grab him by the, the deal that, the thing that leaked out when Trump was running. You know what I'm saying? Let's use that just for shits and giggles. He hell, the guy might not even be talking about that leak, right? Yeah, he got leaked out. But there was fake outrage over it. When Trump said that the news was fake, it's that was not news at all. That was commentary to some sound bite, some video bite, video clip taken out of context. And then there was fake outrage over it. This is why he said that the news was fake. I mean, you could also take into account, fast forward it a little later, his 2020 campaign with the things and the goings on about Georgia and how their election process was ran, you know? Now, you already know that the Democrats were trying to secure, and I put in air quotes, secure the election, you know? But the phone call that Trump had made to the guy in Georgia, I think it was I think it was a political figure or somebody that was probably running for, I don't know, I forgot what it was, but even that, yeah, the leak came out, it was real, yeah. Though the outrage over it was fake outrage. To get you to vote a certain way, or to get you to discredit them, or both. To discredit Trump, I'm saying. So, back to the topic at hand, or to the main crux of all of this. When I looked at this, when I was playing this video clip by Cat Williams, right? I'm like, Cat, do you get it? Now, nowadays, right, at the time of this recording, yes, I seen the Shay interview and all of this, and everybody looked at Cat as this prophetic figure, and all of that. He was right about a lot of things. Yes. And he told the truth about a lot of shit. I'm not gonna discredit that at all. But he is a guy that I'd like to think of that is just feeling the effects of that that pill of truth? See, we already took that, fella. We already took that. Took it, done, gone with it, you know? Ran with it. Yeah. Just like, okay, there's a difference. Okay, not all red pillars are MGTOW, right? But all MGTOW men are red-pilled. You see, the red pillar is kind of like a conventional army private, a conventional soldier, you know, sailor, airman, marine, a conventional, you know, service member. Whereas a MGTOW man is the tip of the spear. He's special forces of this shit. That's what I mean. And being that we are, do we have to be the hero? I mean, do we have to step in and correct everybody? And there's also a wrong thing about correcting folks. You get called a know-it-all. You'll be called an elitist. And all of that. But do we have to be the hero? Do we have to tell this Karen how to raise her kids? Do we got to tell this man how to live his life? Do we tell, we got to, you know, open the next door of this red pill journey for that man? Do we? Or should we just leave it alone? Like, and I'm getting to the point, fellas, that I'm about tired of leaving it alone. You know? But I stop short of zealotry and dogma. And one doesn't want to do that, fellas. So if you find yourself asking that question, think of what ramifications could visit you down the road. All right. Well, I guess that'll conclude my rumination. I'm going to get on out of here, fellas. Much love. You'll see me in the bucket later on, and there will be many more.